This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization says a dramatic increase in the number of coronavirus cases in China's Hubei province is due to a change in the way that suspected cases are diagnosed and reported. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Senate backed legislation Thursday to limit President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran, rebuking the president after a strike against an Iranian military commander in Tehran's retaliation last month raised fears of a broader regional conflict. The measure, authored by Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, says Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Eight Republicans joined with Democrats to pass the resolution 55-45. Kaine and other supporters said the resolution was not about Trump or even the presidency, but instead was an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
When we speak in a bipartisan way on a matter of war and peace, we send a message to the troops that is a message of unity, and that's what the troops and their families deserve.
The Democratic-controlled House passed a separate non-binding resolution last month. President Trump has promised to veto the bill. This is VOA News.